This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will be meeting on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes, just 5 weeks before Election Day. Meanwhile, revelations that President Donald Trump is personally liable for more than $400 million in debt is casting a shadow that ethics experts say raises national security concerns that he could be manipulated to sway U.S. policy by organizations and individuals he's indebted to. Former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter, who served in the Republican George W. Bush administration, says President Trump's debt load, coupled with a series of bankruptcies by Trump-owned companies, raises the question as to how the president was able to borrow so much cash. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett meets informally today with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. Judge Barrett met first with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, we're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett to begin the process of advising consent in the Senate. As you know, she'll be visiting with members who are interested in talking to her during the course of the next few days. And we're glad to have her here and glad to get the process started.
Barrett would be President Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court if confirmed by the Senate. The Dow Jones in late morning trading is down about 165 points. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Israelis protested today outside of Israel's parliament in Jerusalem against lockdown restrictions and a possible ban on demonstrations during the lockdown period. A large convoy of cars clogged the streets surrounding the Knesset, and scores of people also demonstrated in a square outside the building as lawmakers debated a measure that would effectively clamp down on the weekly rallies against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outside his Jerusalem residence. According to police, three demonstrators were arrested at the scene. Afghanistan's senior leadership has told its team in Doha to be flexible in negotiating with the Taliban in order to seize the opportunity to end the country's conflict, according to Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation. Now, Abdullah, who is in Pakistan on a three-day visit to discuss the peace process and bilateral relations, seemed hopeful about the future. The visit reflects a shift in bilateral relations between the two countries that have been rocky for several years. Both Afghanistan and the United States have long said that the Taliban leadership lives in Pakistan and demanded the South Asian country pressure them to come to the negotiating table. Japan's new prime minister says he's determined to host the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer as proof that humanity has defeated the pandemic. The games this year were postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak that has spread around the world, and there's widespread doubt about their future. Yoshihide Suga said in a recorded speech Saturday at the UN General Assembly in New York that he will spare no effort in order to welcome people to the games that are safe and secure. Surveys have shown that a majority of Japanese companies and the public don't think the Olympics will or should happen next year. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International says it is halting its operation in India, citing reprisals from the government and the freezing of its bank accounts by Indian authorities. Amnesty International India said in a statement today that the organization had laid off its staff in India and paused all of its ongoing campaign and research work on human rights. In the meantime, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has assailed India's Hindu nationalist government and its moves to cement control of Muslim-majority Kashmir, calling India a state sponsor of hatred and prejudice against Islam. Khan said Friday that Islamophobia prevails in India today and threatens to close to 200 million Muslims who live there. In a pre-recorded speech to the UN, Khan said that they believe that India is exclusive to Hindus and others are not equal citizens. Via remote, Joe Palca. This is VOA News.